This week, Governor Rick Scott announced tax cuts he'd like to have in place for next year, but he also recently said he wants to spend almost $2 billion on environmental projects. WGCU's Quincy Walters explores if spending more while taxing less is even viable.
Speaking to a Fort Myers-based manufacturing business, Scott outlines his proposal for tax cuts for Floridians next year.
$180 million in tax reductions. It's sales tax holidays to buy supplies for your children to go back to school. Three one-week sales tax holidays to get ready for hurricane season next year. And then back in 2009, they raised your fee to get a driver's license. I want to get that back down to 20 bucks.
Additionally, Scott says he wants to have a ballot initiative that would make it more difficult for Florida legislators to raise taxes and fees. This comes after an announcement back in October proposing $1.7 billion in environmental spending, money that would go towards Everglades restoration and Herbert Hoover Dyke repairs. Republican State Representative Jim Boyd of Bradenton, who chairs the Florida House's Ways and Means Committee, says it might be too soon to judge the feasibility of the governor's proposals, but
it is a very tight budget year. We're expected at this point after the hurricane to probably be operating a little bit at a deficit.
Boyd says that means to make Scott's plans happen, the state legislature will have to find ways to cut spending in other places. Quincy Walters, WGCU News, Fort Myers.